This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A Metro Denver firefighter was critically injured after falling 50 feet during a training session yesterday. West Metro Fire Rescue says Jared Leonard was participating in technical rescue training in a steep, rocky area near Morrison. The 23-year veteran was taken to a local hospital for treatment. Leonard was listed in critical condition yesterday afternoon. A California-based rent processor will stop applying surcharges that violate Colorado law. That's after a settlement with the state's attorney general. CPR's Avi Kian has more.
DeMuso Incorporated charged Colorado renters a credit card surcharge higher than the state's limit of 2%. According to the settlement agreement, DeMuso will pay Colorado $100,000. The company also must cap fees for rent payments, end fee-sharing arrangements with Colorado properties, and provide free payment alternatives to renters. Ava Kian, CPR News.
This weekend, Colorado is celebrating its 150th birthday, and communities across the state are celebrating in uniquely Colorado ways. CPR's Molly Cruz.
On Saturday, hiking groups will climb nearly every 14er in the state. Museums are hosting special exhibits, and towns from Denver to Durango are throwing festivals, concerts, and history tours. And the festivities will continue long after this weekend. Organizers have planned hundreds of events, including statewide drone shows and classic Colorado film screenings. But the milestone isn't just about celebration. Indigenous-led events invite Coloradans to reflect on the displacement of tribal nations and the complex history behind the state's founding. I'm Molly Cruz, CPR News.
Grand Junction is forecast to see temperatures breaking 105 this weekend into next week. This is CPR News.